Howdy, folks. How you feeling today? Your pacing's been good, and you're feeling perfect come Sunday afternoon. And I can see it in all your faces. Well, this is an amazing festival that this fella John Hotsey had the vision to make happen. Give it up for John Hotsey. This fella sitting right here on the floor, you know. An awesome man. John was a high school friend of John Hartford, and realized that there wasn't a festival honoring John, and it's just blown my mind this year to see how it's happening. You know, when the first night I got in here, there was a bunch of guys who were big Cliff Top pickers. There's the Appalachian String Band Festival in Cliff Top, West Virginia, is the most amazing musician-centered festival. There are probably about 2,500 people there, and 2,300 of them are just A-team, really, really good players of old-time and bluegrass music and Cajun music, and the musicianship level is just through the roof, and that's what's happening here with the John Hartford Festival. You know, not only is it honoring John, it's honoring the music that John loves so much, and the string band tradition, old time music tradition, and it's just amazing that there's another festival added to like the whole route of the Galax Festival, Mount Airy, Brandywine, Clifftop, all these festivals that the serious old timey musicians go to every weekend up and down the coast. You know, to have a new festival added to that is just amazing, and I can't thank John Hotsey enough, man. And let's hear it for this festival. It's off the ground and it's rolling, and it's, I'm so glad about that. You know, this one's gonna last a long time. And it's great to bring lots of young people to Bean Blossom. You know, there is a festival here the next two weekends. I guess John was saying that the average age there is about 65 of attendees, which makes it just a gem of a festival. But, you know, Bean Blossom has to keep being revived. And that's another thing that John has done with that, man, bringing lots of new folks to Bean Blossom. Amazing. So that old guys like me get to pick with young guys like this, you know. I just happen to know him from somewhere else. This is my son, Silas Herman. He plays with Gypsy Moon. And we don't really have any plan at all for this workshop. So far, I've just been babbling. If there's anything you'd like us to babble about or talk about, please let us know. And but since that introduction made me think of this song about Appalachian mining and all that stuff, you know, I was deeply moved by a meeting I went to in Hazard, Kentucky, on mountaintop removal mining in West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and they're making the rules about it. And you know, the guys in hard hats were there, the guys in suits were there, and the guys with backpacks were there, you know, all at this meeting. And it I guess it inspired this song. Yeah.